Welcome back, everybody. We took a short break just to talk to our guest today. You're listening to BU in the Morning on WTBU, the beat of Boston University. You can listen in at 89.3 FM or 640 AM, BU Cable Channel 6, WTBUradio.org, or on our WTBU Radio app. Call us at 617-353-6400. Our guest today is a nutrition expert. You have a PhD in it.
I have a doctorate in it. Yes,
doctorate.
I do.
Doctorate. She knows what she's talking about, people. Call us. Let us know what you want to know. 617-353-6400. And she's going to do the best of her ability to answer you. But let me introduce her. She has been teaching for a great long time, been in nutrition for a great long time, has been giving speeches and talks all over talking about nutrition. It's Dr. Salji Blake.
Hi there.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
So while we were off air, you were bringing up a very interesting topic about how social media is affecting the minds of the youth.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, not even the youth. The older, everybody. This is absolutely fascinating. I am a nutrition professor here at Boston University. I teach a very large intro to nutrition course, HS201, which is now going to be offered not only in the spring, but the fall. So
nice.
If you want to take it in the fall, please do the HS201. But here we go. My newest baby is I just launched a podcast, a health and wellness podcast called Spot On.
Nice.
Spot On with an exclamation point. And guess what? I'm doing it alongside of my brilliant nutrition students and the fabulous comm students. Yes.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing how talented you are in this building?
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am.
So we have a combination of both of them working together to put together this health and wellness podcast. And I was just saying when we were off air that I just released my latest episode was the effect of social media has on your body image. And it is that you have to, please download this. This is absolutely fascinating. I interviewed Dr. Roberto Alavardia, who was from Harvard, and he wrote the book called The Adonis Factor. And he wrote this in 2000, decades ago, and it was all about male body issues. And that was something that people weren't talking about. We talked about women and body issues, you know, fashion magazines and what they tried to do to look like the models, which were airbrushed, by the way.
Every time.
And so now what we talked about is how the effect of social media and men's magazines on both men and women. And it's absolutely fascinating. You have got to listen to it.
Where can we find your podcast?
Everywhere. Okay. I'm shocked that you don't even have it on while you're taping here. I can't believe that. But all right, whatever. So you can find it on Apple, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, anywhere you want. So Spot On with an exclamation point. And a spoiler alert about this last episode. I'm going to say two things. One is this lovely researcher from Harvard did a study with action figures. And he took the action figures of Star Wars,
okay,
Luke Skywalker and Han Solo, in the 1960s when the movie first came out. And then the action figure, they re-released the movie and then re-released it in 1990. They didn't change anything in the movie. They just re-released the movie. It's the same movie with the same characters, right? But in the 1990s, they released a new action figure
to go along with the fig.
And what he did is a research, and I have a picture of this up on the Spot On Facebook page, which you can also find it, is the figure of this Star Wars character action figures in the 1960s. They look normal. And then next room, side by side, are these figures in the 1990s. And they look like the Rock. They look like Dwayne Johnson. They are so, fired up and pumped up.
Right.
And the take-home message is what message does that take for kids playing with these action figures? I mean, they, you know, he was telling me that when they went to film the picture, the action figures were so top-heavy, muscular, so abnormal, that the doll fell over and they couldn't do it. So you have to get on and listen to this episode.
Most definitely.
And just a second spoiler alert, Barbie, guess who Barbie was modeled after? A prostitute.
Really?
Please get on. Spot on.
Our childhoods. Our root. No, I'm kidding.
Get on. Okay. Spot on. And listen. And I have
nice.
Other segments about vegetarianism, which is going to be launched tomorrow, ooh, and the keto diet, and intermittent fasting, what you do, and how to eat healthy on the cheap. So everything, it's geared towards college students. So, you know, there you go.
Beautiful, beautiful. And speaking of college students, a little bit of a segue into, you know, how we eat, right? We definitely do the fast food a lot. We do the fast food pretty much, a little bit of a testimony here. You're probably going to be a little disappointed. I do a lot of fast food.
Okay. Well, your grade just went down in the class.
I knew it. I already know it. I'm going to turn in my diet, my daily diet, and you're going to look and you're going to be ashamed of me. But I do fast food, because it's convenient. But for someone who's starting or trying to get into the kitchen a little bit more, what are some like quick but nutritious meals that you know off the top of your head?
Right. So I make fun of you because you're just so funny and fabulous. But the beauty about eating healthy is you don't have to be perfect. And if 90% of your diet is, you know, pretty healthy, whole grains, fruits and vegetables, lean protein, fish, you know, chicken, some healthy nuts, the other 10% I could really don't care about. So if 90% is healthy, the 10% I don't care. Because remember, at Boston University, 90% is an A, right? So, right? So there you go. Okay?
Okay.
You're getting a B minus, but I'm telling you. Okay. So the good news about fast food is you as a consumer speak very, very loudly.
Okay.
And you speak with your food dollars. So what's happening now at fast food places, you're seeing that they are having more
healthy options.
And look at Sweetgreens.
Oh, I love Sweetgreens.
Hello.
So good.
Do you all know about Sweetgreens?
Mm-hmm. Never tried.
It's off Fenway. It's right next to that Greek spot, Select.
That place is also really good.
Yes, that is good. Yes. Yes, and you see how there's so many more. And even on campus, there's Life Alive now on campus. And, you know, so there's so many eateries that offer healthy foods, a wide variety. Mm. I mean, you can even go to Sunset Cantina, okay? And you can get, something healthy there. That the nachos, not so healthy.
Not so much.
Okay,
yes.
But the nachos are fine because it's a platter. And if you bring 14 of your friends, that'll be fine to share the nachos. But you just don't want to have the nachos, you know, that whole platter by yourself all the time.
Okay.
So what you want to do is look on the menu for where you can get vegetables and some lean protein and have that as most of your diet. When you're cooking at home, and you know, it's funny because I did do this whole episode on Spot On about healthy eats on the cheap, and you can do this. And you know, you can be there. Luckily, there is a supermarket at the end of campus.
Right.
And now Target, or we call Target, has even healthy foods that you can bring back to your apartment if you have a kitchen to do that. But you can do a simple thing. Mac and cheese, okay? Right? Who likes mac and cheese?
I love mac and cheese.
My everybody loves mac and cheese. In fact, you raised your hand twice, I think, honey. when you said that, didn't you? All right, so what you can do with mac and cheese to make it more healthy is you cook it up and then add a can of rinsed black beans and a jar of salsa, mix it all up, voila, you've got Mexican macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
You've just added beans, which are really healthy. Salsa, hello, vegetable.
Okay.
The USDA has upgraded salsa to a vegetable. Hello. Yep.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
There you go. So salsa is a vegetable. They haven't upgraded ketchup yet. We're going to get there. With our vote, we can get there.
We're going to have ketchup, a vegetable.
Well, yeah, not yet. And so there you go, where you could take something fast like that and add healthy beans and add vegetables to it, and you've got a healthy dinner. on the cheap.
One thing with mac and cheese, when you make your own cheese sauce, I saw a video, you can also, if you blend cauliflower into it, can't taste it at all. Makes it like a little bit thicker and creamier, and you're eating cauliflower as well.
Well, aren't you a little sneak when it comes to sneaking in healthy foods? I love it. That's a great idea.
That's what you have to do to your children, you know?
You know, yeah. 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 You know, would you like to be my TA for my course? Because, you know,
yes.
So, Sally, so you're a vegan, and how long have you been practicing vegan, being a vegan?
I've been a vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
Well, no. So I've been a vegetarian for 6 years. I've been a vegan for, I think, two.
Okay.
I kind of became vegan on accident, because the way it happened was I was, like, looking at myself, and I was like, you know what? I need to stop eating cheese. And I did, and I was like, well, this is crazy. I lost so much weight. Because I was eating, like, too much. Because when I first went vegetarian, all I ate was pasta and, like, cheese. And that isn't the most healthy thing. And I just didn't like vegetables. And then I, like, got to high school and was like, oh, I, like, play sports and need to, like, eat real food.
Right.
But, yeah, so it kind of just, like, gradually happened. And then I was like, oh, I don't, like, eat dairy or eggs anymore, really. So, no, I'm vegan. But the thing that's difficult now, when I was home and I could cook for myself, everything was easy breezy, because I don't have a kitchen. And the dining hall, the tofu is sometimes kind of gross. And so, like, sometimes what I end up doing is just eating spinach and rice, and then I'm like, 20 minutes later, I'm like, oh, would you look at that? I'm starving. So I was wondering if you have any tips as, like, and also what you think of veganism, because I know there's lots of things where, like, people are like, oh, aren't you missing, like, this, this, and this? And I do take supplements, too.
Good.
Because that helps. And I just got, like, a fancy new supplement that apparently has, like, all of the things that women specifically, like, don't get in their diet. But, yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
This is so funny that you should say that, because tomorrow we're launching a spot-on episode on vegan. You know,
perfect.
I just can't believe you're saying this. It's almost like I'm going to give you some money under the table when I leave. Because I couldn't have planted that any better. And I have coming on the show tomorrow, Sharon Palmer, who is the plant-based dietitian, and she has 170,000 followers.
Oh, wow.
And she's going to interview her on, you know, what is a vegetarian. And you're right. And the name of the episode is What You Don't Know About Vegetarianism Can Hurt You. And it's exactly what you just said. I'm just going to do rice and spinach, you know, and think that's healthy. And that's not healthy.
Yeah.
And that can really be problematic. Or, well, I'm going to have cheese. So I'm going to have cheese and pasta. And, you know, that's not necessarily healthy either. So all about the things that you have to do to help you to eat more healthily. But to your question of what to do on campus, if you don't like the tofu, first of all, I would complain. That's the first thing, because you should have alternatives, and our dining halls here are magnificent. And
they are.
You were there. You want to just take a class trip to another university and see what these people eat,
right?
Because our dining halls are phenomenal. But if you don't like the tofu and you want a better thing, tell them, and they will help produce it. But you could always go up to the grill and get a soy burger. You could always go to the salad bar and get beans. You can mix beans in, and that's another good source of protein, because what you want is protein at every meal, a good source of it. And, you know, it's funny, because that's what this dietitian that I'm interviewing that's going to be released tomorrow said. That she was saying that she makes sure that she has protein at every meal and every snack. That's very, very important, to make sure you not only meet your protein needs, but that give you that feeling of fullness, or what we call satiety. So, you know, the tofu, soy milk, which they have, is going to be another way. And so you could, like, soy milk and make, like, a soy milk shake with some fruit in it to go along with the salad that you're having, or the beans and whatever. So that there are soy-based products that are in the dining halls to help you to have a healthy meal.
All right. Well, thank you.
So, you know, on that opposite track, say I'm an athlete. I'm working out 4 hours a day.
Yes.
I'm trying to bulk up.
Yes.
I'm cutting away carbs. Right. Now, I know how you feel about that. But let the people know.
Okay. Okay, I just lowered your grade another grade. You went down another one, okay?
You see, this is a hypothetical situation. Hypothetical, purely all talk. I don't do this. But there are some people out there that are, right. you know, that don't know
right.
the harms that could do.
Yes.
So do you mind enlightening
sure,
this?
Sure. And I keep on going back to this, like I'm plugging this, but I am. But it's ironic because on Spot On, we did two episodes. We did one on what to eat before, during, and after your workout. We talk about protein, and we did that with Laura O'Brien, who's a sports dietitian here at Boston University. And we also did keto to paleo.
Okay.
Like this crazy diet, and what can go wrong with that. So again, hop on and listen to that on any of your podcast platforms. But to answer your question, you need to work out and bulk up. I understand that, you know, you want to build muscle, but you need multiple nutrients to do that, all right? So you need not only protein. I mean, that comes to mind. You understand that you need protein, mm-hmm. and you need it throughout your day. But you also need carbohydrates, which is the fuel, the gasoline, that will give you the energy to lift those weights. Mm. So you can't get rid of them, because your workout is not going to be as efficient as it should be if you don't have both combos together. And also, post-workout, you got to refill it. Mm. And for an athlete, you need a well-balanced diet of carbohydrates, protein, and healthy fats to really be at your tip-top performance. And I know that he's beloved. I know he's beloved. I know that we love him. But Tom Brady is not an expert when it comes to nutrition. Not an expert. And Tom, there's a lot of things that go into Tom Brady to make Tom Brady Tom Brady. And I know, and we are so lucky to have him here. But not a nutrition expert. Mm. And on this Spot On episode, we talked about this, of how you have to really, really base it on science. Mm. So you really do need the carbohydrates. But, you know, there are carbohydrates and the carbohydrates. Mm. Their green beans are a carbohydrate, and jelly beans are a carbohydrate. So we got to figure out where we're getting our carbohydrates. So you want to get them from our whole grains, fruits and vegetables, dairy products, and not so much the sweetened beverages or sweet things, because they don't give you a lot of good nutrition that you also need. So
beautiful. I want to open it up to the room. Open up for any questions, any myths that you heard in the news, anything that you're curious about in terms of, oh, this doesn't sound right. By all means. If not, I have plenty of questions. I can keep going. But we do only have you for how much longer?
9.5 minutes.
9.5 minutes. So
I just wanted to say, I feel like it's hard sometimes to eat healthy on campus, because the options that you mentioned, like Life Alive and like Star Market, and like Sunset Cantina, they don't really take convenience points or dining points. And do you feel like maybe we could have like, maybe we could work on new policies to have more healthy options around campus that take like other ways of payment, if
that
makes
sense?
That's
definitely a student gov.
Because for me, like when I go to the convenience store that's in West Campus, they only sell like pizzas and like Nutella and like bad stuff like that.
Right.
So,
you know, that is brilliant. That is really brilliant. And I think you should take to the student government, because, and to me, this is a no-brainer. I mean, like Target, you can get, I mean, the prices, the food price of healthy food, milk, yogurt, and fruit are very reasonable. Mm-hmm. And same thing in Star Market. So I can't understand why they don't do this. Take, I mean, to me, it's like you're saying they don't want your money. To me, this is, we should talk to Questrom about this.
Right?
Questrom means business. They should go to Target and Shaw's and say, hey, you're leaving money on the table here. Hello, MBA 101. Yeah. So I think you should fight for this. Yeah, I think it'd be great.
Most of the time I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat at Cane's or Rhett's because they take my dining points. I can use my student ID, and that's like one of the main reasons I go there. I don't even like the food. I just don't have the money to go to Life Alive and stuff like that.
I think this is brilliant.
Life Alive is expensive. It is. I love it there because they have got lots of options for me, but it's so
okay, I
can I tell you something?
Of course.
Okay. There's an app. Now I'm going to remember. There's an app. Food for All, I think it's called.
Okay.
Yeah, Food for All, okay? It's only in New York and Boston. Okay, so don't tell anybody.
Okay.
All right?
Shh, everybody.
So So what they do is restaurants, there's a group of restaurants, and, you know, after the dinner hour, like about 8 o'clock or something, they will put on the app, meals that are like half the price.
Ooh.
That you can go pick up. And you can store them in your microfridge and have it for a meal the next day. I'm not asking you to go have a second dinner at 8 o'clock at night. But you can pick healthy things off the menu at a very affordable type of a price. Mm. So let's just keep that our little secret, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, there we go, all right?
I also learned this in class that, you know, the myth of eating healthy is more expensive than eating junk food, it is a myth.
Right.
You brought in examples, the difference between buying Pop-Tarts versus buying, I don't know, I can't really remember, but it was a healthy alternative to a snack food like that. And I tried it out. I said, there's no way. I went to Star Market literally the next day, Dr. Selgy Blake, and I was taken aback. I didn't realize how affordable all this stuff is. I bought a whole Lou of snacks for like, I want to say $12.
Right.
But on nights before, I would buy, you know, the salt and vinegar chips, mm-hmm. the M&Ms, the Arizona. It would always come out to like $14,
right.
$15. I'm like, where did this come from? Bought all this healthy stuff, $2-3 less.
Right, and not only that, the volume of the healthy stuff. You know, you can go through $12 with three items. You know, the Arizona tea, the M&Ms, and the chips. That's it. You go and get for $10-12. You can get, you know, bananas, fruit, apples. You can get frozen beans, tuna fish, frozen vegetables. I mean, you'll have to get two bags to carry it home. I mean, so it's really such a myth that, you know, in the class we talk about that we have to stop saying this because it's not true. Mm. And it really, eating healthy is a bargain compared to the convenient foods that you get.
Well, then you don't need, because, you know, if you eat junk food so long, then like later in life you're going to need all these medicines, and then those are expensive. So like it's an investment.
That's exactly right. And you know that you're building habits now on campus as a young adult that you're going to take over to the corporate site or wherever you're going to work. And I've got news for you is like you know, Boston University is a very long campus. So you're walking a lot, moving around. Wait until you sit all day in a cubicle. Let's just wait. You email me and let's see what happens 2 years after working in the corporate world and you're really sedentary. So you're really have to eat smart if you're sitting all day long rather than being so active in college. So you might as well start learning now healthy habits that you can take with you once you get out and, you know.
Into the workforce. Definitely. Wow. That's very insightful. Any more questions?
In terms of like late night eating, if you're like up late studying and you need like a power snack, like I've read things that like it's not good to eat after a certain point. But like if you need that like extra like boost, what are the best late night power snacks to help finish an assignment?
Right.
Because like also it depends on, like for me, sometimes I want to eat something and then, but if I run out of snacks, then I'll go to the vending machine because they have something there.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, you know, the late night snacking can be a problem because oftentimes you're stressed.
Yeah.
Right. And what, you know, I've worked with clients for decades, and unfortunately, when my clients would get stressed, they would call their two best friends, which are Ben and Jerry.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. And, you know.
We know about Ben and Jerry.
I know. I love them to pieces, but they're not the best thing to have late at night and when you're stressed. And so the question is, are you really hungry or are you just stressed out? It's probably you just stressed out. So what you might want to do is first get up and just go for a 5-minute power walk and come back. And I can tell you, physically, you are not tired. Mentally, you're tired. Mm-hmm. So you want to take a mental break and do something to the body to, you know, and give your mental brain a rest and then come back. Also, I have to tell you, we procrastinate, we put to the end, and what happens is you're very tired, and you're going on very little sleep at that time of the semester. And napping, you can nap for 30 minutes, and you set, the phone to go off. I'm telling you, you get up, you're ready to roll. Mm. It's better than anything you can eat. because you have really, really rested your brain. So before you go to food, because you think, okay, this is going to give me the energy, it's not. It's just breaking the fact that you're breaking the stress level. Of course, unless you're hungry. If you haven't eaten all day, you have to feed your brain. But, you know, but typically that late, it's not you're hungry, you're distressed.
Oh, amazing, amazing advice. I would love to talk more, but unfortunately, we are going to have to conclude. Amazing interview. I want to in-studio clap for Dr. Sabzi Blake. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to take a quick musical break.
Any suggestions, DJ Brown Rice?
Any suggestions? Yes. I take the name proudly. I love Brown Rice. Let's say
that was my idea, the Brown Rice.
You're right.
That's because you said you want to tell them why I call you Brown Rice?
Exactly. I'll tell you why. Because when I eat, I know I have my grains, I have my vegetables, my fruits, and my protein, dairy on the side. My grain of choice, brown rice.
Right.
Every time.
It's delicious.
It never fails. Yeah. It never fails.
Got more fiber than white rice?
Boom. See? More nutrition facts. We're learning stuff. We're getting it in. Let's go in the vein of nutrition, living healthy. Let's go Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back. When we come back, we'll talk more about some Disney brackets. Oh, what's going on with that? All right, come on back now, you hear?